Asma was just 4 when her father refused to hand her over to another family. The family and tribal elders demanded that she take the place of her sister, who had fled their home after being abused. But her father refused to obey the tribal tradition called swara and was killed along with one of his sons in retaliation by the other family. Widow Bahjana recalls the night tribal elders ruled that she give up her daughter.
I was very angry and upset. I cried a lot, and I was not willing to give my small child in swara. This is a cruel tradition followed by tribes for years and years, and I lost my husband and son for trying to put a stop to this.
Bahjana and her remaining 11 children were forced to flee their village. Her son, Hafizur Rahman, says swara has no place in Pakistan.
The government can take action against this. If the government can conduct operations against terrorism, then why not against this? They can issue orders forbidding this tradition, and the police should implement that decision in our villages.
Lawmaker Riaz Fatiana says the government has passed laws to protect women, but that the problem lies at the local level.
Because police is not cooperating with victims, and they are reluctant to register cases freely. Secondly, courts take many years to announce judgment, and meanwhile, there is no protection to witnesses and families of victims.
The concept of women as property to be exchanged for debts is most prevalent in Pakistan's northwest and southwest tribal and feudal areas. But Professor of Gender Studies Farzana Bari says the concept of women as second-class citizens is woven into the entire society.
There is an economics of, the gender status quo and gender hierarchies in society. And state does not want to actually change that, and they have no will to do that. And so I believe that they do things very superficially. I mean, okay, legislations they'll pass, but they will then not make sure that those are enforced properly.
Despite their hardships, Rahman says he is trying to convince others to stand up for their daughters' and sisters' rights, as his family did for Asma. Okay. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Peshawar.
Our women to